The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, I'm sorry that Mike from Rosedale couldn't hold on, but we do have a caller here that some of you might recognize. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Okay, I guess. Still looking down to the top of the grass. So.
Oh, that's good, man. That's a good thing. That's for sure.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. So,
how's Robin?
Fair. Fair, but she's getting better. She's still losing some weight. She's dealing with the two grandkids right now. They're here for three nights, last night, night before, and tonight. So we got our hands full. That's for sure. Trying to keep those guys occupied. Fortunately, they both went to school yesterday, so he gave Robin a little break in the middle of the day. But so. But we're gonna do something with them today. We might they love to go into Blackwater and seeing everything down there. You know, the turtles and the birds and all that stuff. So we might head down there and do a little wildlife drive run today. So we'll see how that works out. So and you've been good. You haven't been hunting though, huh?
Not much. Went the first day of dove and haven't been since.
Oh man, well you need to get out there with a crossbow, buddy. That's for sure. So, yeah.
I don't have a crossbow. I got a compound bow.
Oh, you got a compound, but don't have a crossbow. Okay. Well, if I run across one, I'll let you know. Okay. That sounds good.
I want to get one.
But... Yeah. Sure. Of course you do. Well, let me see what I got. I've got potential for a few folks that might be able to donate one to you for sure. We'll see what happens. So. That'll expand your season a little bit. Do you muzzleload hunt, Glenn?
Yeah, I have a muzzleloader.
Oh, well, then you're good to go there. That's for sure. Well, I hope you got in the contest and you'll be able to maybe win another one. That's for sure. We'll see what happens. So
just good.
Okay, good, 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 good. So, yes, sir. Anything else going on with you this fall?
I guess not.
No. All right.
Nothing particular that, unless something that comes up, I don't know about yet.
Yeah, I got you. Did you get to do any tractor pulls this summer?
I think we went to one.
One? Okay. Well, good. That's for sure. So.
I don't know what the problem was otherwise.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of other. I think there were plenty of them out there. So.
They're just too far away.
Yep. I hear you. So, well, I'm certainly glad you called in. I know our listeners were wondering where you were. So, you know, we'll just keep us in your regular rotation of your phone calls, buddy. Will you?
I think I just realized just more than a little bit ago what had happened on the moderator radio. I said it didn't want to do the AM station.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get it, and so I just went to restrict it on FM, and I've been listening to that station.
Oh, I got it. Okay. So while you're back, that's the main thing, right?
Yeah, I think I'm listening to 96.7 now.
Okay. All right. Well, make sure on Saturday morning you tune in right here to WCBM 680, and you'll be good to go. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. So.
I guess I got to do it with the phone here. Call in, and then I'll be on the phone.
Yeah, you got it. Or get a new radio, one or the other.
Yeah, I got one or
the other. Yeah, sure. You, do you have a computer? Do you have a computer?
I think my daughter does.
Okay. Well, you can always listen on the computer, too. So, but anyway, well, we appreciate you calling in. I'm glad I got to talk to you the other day. I'm glad you were able to call in this morning.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right, man.
Say hi.
I will, and hopefully you'll hear her voice soon, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good weekend. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. How about that? There he goes. You know, I was talking about a couple of Browning firearms from the folks at Clyde Sports Shop. I'm going to tell you about a couple more. There's a A5, which is a tremendous shotgun, always has been from Browning, back in the 60s, as a matter of fact. The A5 is a autoloader shotgun, and it's recoil-operated, not gas-operated, which is a difference. It's very smooth. And that also reduces some recoil, too. But the A5 I'm talking about right now is called the Wicked Wing. And it comes in vintage camo, and they've really dressed this thing up. It's got a bronze Cerakote receiver and a bronze Cerakote barrel. And it is a reliable auto-loading duck hunting shotgun featuring a kinematic drive recoil operation, as I said, a composite stock, a oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, which are the choke tubes that stick out the barrel, and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. And there's an ABS case that comes with it. It's a sharp-looking firearm. Comes in vintage camo with that bronze barrel and bronze receiver. It is really a cool-looking gun, and they last forever for sure. The other one is the Maxis II. It's a shotgun that Browning has had out for a number of years. It's also a autoloader, but it's gas-operated. And it's got additional enhancements to improve performance. I don't list them here, but composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an in-flex recoil pad, and oversized controls. Throw this Maxis to your shoulder, and you will like it for your waterfowl adventures. So it's the Wicked Wing in vintage camo, that's the A5, and the Maxis II in Auric camo, Browning's own camo. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, and I'm going to say Lansdowne because that's what the exit says, but they're really in Halethorpe. No kidding. They've been around since 1957, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde's Sport Shop is the website.com. ClydeSportShop.com. So for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, visit your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde's Sport Shop, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Oh, hey, it's time for me to talk about Backyard Village again. So, want to talk about their fire resources, their heat resources. They have freestanding pellet stoves and wood stoves. Some of them are really traditional looking, like the old potbelly stove. If you have a garage you want to heat up or something like that, check that out. Some of them are really modern looking as well. Cubes, you know, the firebox is a cube, the wood box is a cube. They're pretty cool looking as well. And then, of course, they have, you know, Regency and the other ones that we talk about all the time. But they also carry pellet, gas, electric, and wood fireplace inserts from a couple of different companies. And we have the one of the Enviro models right here in our back room. And, you know, if it's chilly, it's only 60 degrees outside right now, but it's not cool enough here to start the fireplace. But when it gets cool enough in here to start the fireplace, I just take the remote and I click the button, and it comes on to whatever temperature I want it to come on to. And when the room gets to that temperature, it cuts off. I can turn it on or off. I can turn the blower on. I can turn the light on. I can turn the fan on with the remote control. And if you like that kind of convenience from your, you know, from your easy chair like I do, you know, kind of lazy, don't want to go and gather wood and start a fire, I just want to click on my fireplace and it looks beautiful. It's got the, you know, simulated logs and simulated embers and that type of thing. Gorgeous. If you like that experience like I do, and you like something to heat your home, a supplemental heat source or even your main heat source for a particular room or portion of your home, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville? Stop by the showroom and you'll be ready for that upcoming chilly weather. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Phone number there is 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. It's heat you want. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right. Let's talk to Richard in Woodstock. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. I have two questions for you. First off, I live in western Baltimore County, and my wife and I were out in the yard the other day, and we noticed the deer were starting to go from that chestnut color into sort of that green color that they get before they turn gray.
Okay.
And she asked me what causes this, and I said, I know who I'll call and ask.
Sure. Sure.
Is it hormonal or?
No. It's always based on time of year. The deer in the summertime are that beautiful, almost copper color. Okay, and that's that hair that they grow is three times as shorter by at least half and denser by three times to prevent the insect bites and things like that.
Okay.
As we transition into colder weather, they adapt to the colder weather by shedding that red coat and starting to grow that gray coat, as you call it. And that hair is longer and hollow, which allows a deer to exist in colder conditions. The hollow hair insulates the deer. So it's strictly seasonal. That's what causes it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I was thinking it was a little something different, but that's
when you see those blotchy looking deer, they're transitioning, but they'll look perfectly normal soon.
Okay. The other question I had for you is I travel down U.S. 29 every day.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
And the amount of roadkill, I was wondering how does the DNR take that into account when they do their count every year?
They estimated it's pretty much the same every year, about 30,000 collisions with vehicles. They use I don't know if it's a round number, but they certainly don't get people reporting them, but they do their best guess at over 30,000 deer strikes a year.
And the unfortunate part I've seen this year is I've seen more dead fawns.
Yep, a lot of fawns. Yep.
Oh, terrible.
Well, that says one thing for the population, though. If you're seeing more fawns, that means that the breeding season was very successful.
There you go.
So, I mean, one buck plus one doe equals four deer total. If she's typical and gives birth to two fawns,
there you go.
They can do three, they can do four, but typically it's just a pair. A younger deer that's bred when it's 6 months old in, let's say, January or February, will typically only produce one.
Mm-hmm.
Fawn of the year from May or June reaches sexual maturity at 6 months. So that deer that was dropped in, like I said, May or June, typical fawning season, can be bred in the later part of the rut, the breeding season. So,
okay.
There you go. A little bit of biology there. Thanks for the question.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and that's to get in the muzzleloader contest or to talk with me. The rules are very simple. Dial in, 410-922-6680. Give Aaron, our producer and call screener, your first and last name and your phone number. And then you got to stick around and go on the air with me just to say I just wanted to get in the contest or talk about any subject, any topic, ask any question that you want. That number, 410 WCBM 680. So, latest, anybody on the line there, buddy? Okay. Thanks, Aaron. So, the latest press release from DNR was very interesting, and it would be worthwhile reading. I'm on their email list, and you could get on their email list, too, for all their press releases and so forth. And they will drive you crazy with the, with this fall trout stocking, which has begun or about to begin, and that type of thing. But this one talks about a couple different things. The Channa spawning study is on there that tends to think that the Chesapeake Channa could spawn more than once a year in the Upper Bay. Well, amazing, because the Channa fishermen know that that they spawn several times. There's no question. Because they see fish in the same area at different times of the year with their brood, their bait balls of fry that they're guarding, and that's the way they target the adults is to look for those kind of red balls in the backwater and the marshes and that type of thing and they fish for the adults. So in 2002, the Chesapeake Channa adults were released to a pond in Crofton, Maryland, thousands of miles from their native habitat, and on we go. Chesapeake Channa are prolific invasive predators as well as adapted to spread in new environments. Yet the reproductive traits have not been well studied. What separates an invasive species from a non-native species is its ability to flourish in the ecosystem to which it has been introduced and its aptitude to cause damage to native inhabitants in the process. Not sure that's all done, but we'll eventually publish this in the spring, this study that's been done. But what they're showing is that there's both large and small eggs, tiny eggs, in the uh, in in the females. Dr. Love, Joe Love, has been a guest on this show, examined eggs from a July collection of fish to supplement the findings from the peak of the spawning season. The female fish in that collection had fewer eggs at larger sizes, which supports the theory that they can partially spawn in the spring and hold over eggs that continue to mature for spawning in the late summer or fall. How about that? So it's about to get better for the Chesapeake Channa fishermen out there. Oh, you don't know what a Chesapeake Channa is. Chesapeake Channa is a northern snakehead fish. Yes, they've been renamed by the General Assembly as the Chesapeake Channa. It doesn't make them better tasting because they are absolutely delicious, but it makes them people easier for them to purchase a fillet of Chesapeake Channa rather than a fish called a snakehead. Your thoughts on that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So now we have a couple questions. Is hunting a sport, a tradition, a lifestyle, an endeavor? And somebody said something very interesting earlier about people who are who are well off or well healed and financially, well off, that they don't necessarily hunt for meat. And my answer is, I know millionaires that hunt for food because they like the taste of venison. They like the taste of sika deer. They'll have their bear made into bear sausage and Melona. They will eat the wild elk that they harvest in September in Colorado. I know these folks, and they will more than enthusiastically participate in saving the meat from their animals and sharing it with their friends and making sure that that's part of their regular diet. So you cannot just simply say the low-income level people hunt for food. You know, there's plenty of very, very well-heeled people that eat a lot of venison for sure. Anyway, that's my comment. 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. Ah, right here in Easton, right up the street. Went by there the other day. Man, there's a lot of commercial vehicles in there. The independent businesses here in town. Everybody gets a flat tire. Everybody needs new tires when they wear out. Well, Spurry's Tire Service is well positioned to meet their needs. They've got every tire in stock for every kind of vehicle that you can imagine, your truck, your car. They've got them. They specialize in Bridgestone and Firestone. And, well, they're located right up here, right up the street. I've walked there when I had a truck in there for service a while back. Dover and Elliott Roads, that's just off Route 50. Indeed, Spurry's Tire Service has a truck, or fleet of trucks, that goes to the local farms to take care of their damaged tires, or, if they need a repaired or replaced on any piece of machinery, guess what? Spurry's Tire Service can do that. And they have tires for garden tractors and farm tractors and lawnmowers and even your wheelbarrow. And if you own a boat trailer or a landscape trailer, they've got the tires for your trailer too. You know, those trailers get into some sketchy places sometimes. They'll get holes in them. They get worn out. Even an ATV or UTV, they stock tires for those too. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more. That's kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Stop by. Why not? 410-822-7384, right there in the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets
Wild Birds Farm, Lawn and Garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop a bout and you can't make a run, but when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say man, and you ain't in the sack, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Inspirational, Hank. Thank you very much. Jack and Joppa, good morning.
About coyotes, but first I want to mention, and I recently had a snakehead, and it was much better than I was thinking it was going to be because of the name. Salt and pepper, butter, nothing fancy.
Nope.
I wanted to let you know, any listeners out there who hasn't tried it, you'd be pleasantly shocked.
Yes, pleasantly shocked. I liken it to flounder, yeah. walleye. You know, if you've never eaten walleye, that's a dynamite freshwater fish. But it's a white fleshy fish. It's very tender and delicious. Butter, salt, and pepper works for me, man. That's for sure.
You know it. Yeah, yep. About coyote. Between Route 7 and Route 40, and yep. Every now and then, coyote. I see a couple coyotes, deer, or more.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you about coyotes. Now, I've never seen a confrontation. You know, because it's open.
Yeah.
Do coyotes attack in the woods, or do they attack deer in the open? And how many is usually in a pack? That's my two questions.
Wow, you got two questions there. Do they attack deer? Yes, they attack deer. They are the average nationwide, from what I've read, is that a adult coyote will take up to 7 fawns a year to feed her den. They will attack deer in the wild. They'll attack cattle in the wild. They will attack cattle giving birth.
Wow.
And they'll attack the calf as it is being born. It's brutal. These animals are not your friend. They're not Bambi. They are not anything to be compassionate for. Okay?
Wow.
And the answer to how many is in a pack?
I know that.
Yeah, I'm going to say that I wouldn't be surprised to see a pack of 10. Typically, they run in pairs or family groups. But I recall several instances being in the stand in the morning in Dorchester County in the marsh and having a pack of coyotes howl at daylight, whatever they're after, whatever they're doing. And I estimated 5 or 6 in that bunch. On a deer hunt one evening in Frederick County, I heard another pack of coyotes calling back and forth, and I would estimate between 8 and 12 in that group.
Okay, 8 and 12. What happens if you're walking your dog, you're on a trail? Is there any problems that way for humans? Or
Typically, they shy away from humans.
Right.
But if they're hungry enough and your dog is off lead and it's a small dog like we have two here, a Shih Tzu and a Cabochon, yeah, they'll grab them.
Wow.
You know, they'll grab them. They'll grab a cat. They'll grab a dog. They'll grab a lamb. They'll grab a duck, domestic goose. Yeah, they're very opportunistic.
Wow. Well, thanks, Alan. I listen to you on Saturdays, and I listen to Radio Flea Market on Sundays with the great WCBM.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are
hey,
you?
Good, man. Guess what we did? We put your picture on Facebook.
Well, good Lord, that's going to scare people off.
I know, and we on the big ass fish, the big BIGAZZFISH.com, with this story I talked about the snakeheads being able to spawn more than once a year. There's a big,
yes.
big old 3D picture of Lee right there shining for everybody to see with a giant snake head.
Well, I'll be proud to see that.
Uh-huh. All right. So we'll send some people to Big Ass Fish, BIGAZZFISH.com. Yep.
That's
so, yeah, man. So what's going on with you? Good photo.
I always like this time of year because you get into the topic of the deer and deer hunting and
yes
and whatnot, and I went to the grocery store the other day looking at the price of meat, Alan.
It's unbelievable.
And it's unbelievable, and I am so blessed that for the last it's been well over 30 years now that we've been processing our own venison, and I can't even relate, accomplish how much money we have saved, doing our own venison. We don't,
sure.
We don't buy red meat. We do not buy any red meat.
I got
we
you.
Buy chicken and stuff. But
yeah. Well, you have your own family supply of fish if you want to eat a fish, and
yeah.
And you're as far as the venison concerned is your daughter just keeps the freezer stacked with that from what I can
yeah.
see. So,
yeah.
The
thing that we enjoy, and is my wife and I and the family, we all participate during the processing. And, I do most of the cutting, and then, we got the grinding part and
yep.
the shrink wrap, and we make it a fun event, actually.
Sure, sure.
And then when you start to think of the dollars and cents of it, it's just how can you not, if you're a hunter, figure the bounty that which you are taking is supporting your wallet.
I mean, absolutely.
Really,
yeah, no question.
It's really something.
No question.
And another satisfaction is the extra gear we get, giving them to friends, you know, the
sure.
farmers and hunter, feeding the hungry
yep.
programs. And
yep.
All that stuff is such a boost to you know, where I am at Lock Raven, the thinner herd, it's
yeah.
totally out of control.
Oh, no
absolutely
question.
Totally out of control.
Yep.
And it's a win-win all the way. I just,
yep. No question. Now, I'd like to mention this. We have we publish a Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine, of course. And
yeah.
there's a chart that we've been publishing from many, many years ago. We put it in the magazine. And the chart was produced and the data was collected by the Penn State University Department of Animal Science and the Pennsylvania Game Commission Division of Research. And this has been out for 30 years. But it takes the heart girth of a deer and calculates the different weights and the different yield, for sure. So
yeah.
let's say you shoot an average deer, an average buck that weighs 135, 36 pounds, okay? The heart girth, that's take a tape measure and measure that deer right behind the front legs where the heart is 35 inches. That deer live weight is, let's say, 136 pounds, because deer don't weigh as much as people say they do. After that deer is dressed, all the insides removed, you've taken 30 pounds of weight away.
Right. Right?
Yeah. The hide weight is 11.2 pounds. The blood weight is 7.6 pounds. The bone weight on a 136-pound deer is 18.4 pounds with a yield of 65 pounds of boneless meat. Now, depends on how you shoot that deer. You shoot that through the shoulders, you're going to lose some of that weight. You shoot it through the back
right.
straps, you're going to lose some of that weight. You shoot it nine quarters, you're going to lose some of that weight because the butcher or most people won't, you know, won't. They'll trim off that weight there that's come from
right.
bullet impact
right.
or archery impact. But 61 pounds, will have a 35-inch heart girth, lose 30 pounds in the field dressing process, 11.2 pounds of hide, 7.2 pounds of blood, and 17.3 pounds of bone with a yield of 61 pounds. So that you wind up with half of what the deer weighs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, but that chart's available.
It doesn't bother us a whole lot when we have 14 deer.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm
yeah.
sure. Yep. So,
yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, take care, Alan.
All right. Thank you for the snake wrangling video, too. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it's a big 6-foot black snake.
I saw that.
Yeah,
all right, but
it was on my driveway. I didn't want to run it over.
Nah, they're good. They're beneficial,
yeah.
That's for sure. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, take care.
Indeed. Bob in Parkville, good morning. Hello, Bob in Parkville.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'll tell you, every day's a blessing.
That's true.
And I truly enjoy each day. Yeah, I know you got your 3- and 4-year-old with you for a couple of days. Get them running. Take them to the park when the grass is dry and just let them run, chase them. Got to tire them out. Have them around the house. Come on, Pop, let's do this. Let's do
I'll tell you, the energy is unbelievable. I mean,
a quarter of their energy, I'd be blessed.
Yes, no question.
Yeah, a couple quick comments.
All right.
On the coyotes,
yeah.
I had a cousin out in Arizona.
Yeah,
I noticed that almost all the fences there are like over 6 feet high, and most of them are block. And that's to keep out the coyotes because they'll actually go in your yard out in Arizona
yeah.
for a cat or a small animal. For
sure. Now, when you say fence, you say they're block. What do you mean by that?
Cinder block.
Oh, cinder block fences. Yeah. I got it. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
And that's the only place I've seen cinder block fences.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah. And I said, Gene, what is that? That's all about. He said, coyotes.
Yeah, man.
I said, wow, I didn't know they could jump that high.
Well, they could climb. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
They climb. If they get onto a fence, they can climb it, you know. But
yeah, now, at night, that's all you hear out there.
Coyotes, oh, yeah, no question. Now,
we never got any shots.
I talked to somebody the other day that was talking about hunting coyotes out in western Maryland. And I'm talking years and years ago.
Yeah.
And he said the biggest one they ever shot was over 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, are you familiar with the biology of an eastern coyote? No. On the northern parts of the eastern coyote range, and that includes Maryland, Mason-Dixon line, and that type of thing, and a little bit further south, the coyote population, if you trace the genetics, has some degree of timber wolf in it.
Okay, that makes sense.
In the southern states where you see the eastern coyote in southern states will have red wolf DNA.
Hmm.
Well, red wolf is typically smaller.
Right.
But, I mean, this goes back ages and generations, of course, but you can still find timber wolf DNA and red wolf DNA in the biological makeup of coyotes on the East Coast.
Wow. I know there's a lot in PA.
Yeah, a ton of them.
Baltimore County.
Yep. Yeah. Well, if you recall, a couple of years ago, some of us worked with the Wildlife Advisory Committee and said, look, the coyotes are a growing threat here in Maryland. You've opened up the season for them 24/7, except for the first day of deer season. When do you think a hunter is likely to see, unless they specialize in night shooting or, you know where a den of coyotes are, when do you think the most prevalent time for a hunter to see a coyote? That's when there's a lot of people in the woods and they're moving back and forth, and that's the first day of deer season.
Right, and the deer are moving that time too.
Right, and do you know that the only thing that you were allowed to kill on the first day of deer season up to about 3 years ago were deer and sea ducks?
Oh, wow.
So now we've got that change to where hunters can take a coyote on the first day of deer season.
No, that's good.
That's
in the right direction.
Yep. And a lot of hunters hate them because they know what they can do to the deer herd. They can damage the deer herd for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We got enough threats right now with EHD and CWD. EHD is prevalent in some areas this year. Queen Anne's County, they're finding bucks. Kent County, Caroline County, Talbot County. I'm hearing dead deer found as the guys get in the woods and the farmers cut their crops. Yep. That EHD's claimed a lot of deer this year.
Yeah, CMW?
No, EHD.
Right.
Totally different.
What's the brain disease one?
The brain disease is CWD.
CWD, yeah, that's you know, on the East Coast now and never used to be.
Right. I can't remember how many deer we found in Maryland with that, but there are restrictions from basically Baltimore County west on CWD. But EHD is the one that is spread by the bite of a little no-see-em, a little midge, a little tiny bug that fits in the O on a dime. Where it says one dime, that's how big the midge is. They'll bite the deer and they'll infect them. And every deer that I've heard of so far has been mature bucks.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
All right.
Other quick comment. Gerspec's down in Essex, they sell snakehead fillets.
Well, thank you for the commercial. I'll have to send them a bill.
Yeah, okay. And yesterday I had my grandson, 5 and 7-year-old, down Miller's Island, spin fishing off a pier.
Yeah.
Beetle spin.
Yeah.
Silver blade, pink, 1/8 ounce pink head, the chartreuse body, and just a pinch of worm as big as your fingernail. And the 5-year-old caught his second, not yesterday, but his second 21-inch channel catfish.
Woo! Congratulations. That's great.
His eyes are like, you know, wide as you.
I'm sure.
And the 7-year-old, Pop, I want to get a cat. I said, just keep casting. We caught a white perch.
Sure.
5 inches and under, and the 7-year-old caught a croaker about 8 inches.
Nice.
But they had a ball. They just, that's, you know.
Get them out there, buddy. That's what you got to do.
All I did was, you know, putting on worm and taking off fish.
Yep. Oh, good. Well, hey, Bob, thanks for the call. We have to move along. I appreciate it, though.
My best to Robin, and my wife and I do keep her in our prayers.
We greatly appreciate that. No question about it. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Where are we time-wise? I've got to keep an eye on that. Let's talk to Mary Elizabeth, and we'll see what happens. Good morning, Mary Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you, Alan?
Last Doing good.
Last but not least, I hope. Praise God.
Not at all.
Very interesting about the coyotes. I really learn something new every weekend, sir. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if I could get in on the contest.
And you are?
I just wanted to see how Miss Robin is doing.
Miss Robin is doing
over there.
Doing good. Yeah, grandkids are wearing her out, but she's doing pretty well.
She loves every second of it.
Oh, there's no question. No question. No question about it. So.
Once they leave, we say, oh, my gosh, I barely sat down. I barely stopped moving. But we're a very athletic family, too. And
mm-hmm.
Here, it's so fascinating. They love the fishing and the deer and everything. So hopefully
that's fantastic.
The generations are going to keep it going. But
that's great.
I have to research and call you guys on the website. And that coyote situation can be so serious. But very interesting. We got to pay attention to the predators and our friends and the food we eat, the venison.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, venison has higher protein content than most meats that you buy, no fat, and no cholesterol. So, you know, it's very healthy, very healthy. And it's naturally sourced. There's no hormones or anything else that they use to fatten the cattle. So.
I know. Those cattle, we had cattle before. Up
sure.
Berryville. But anyway, they're all wonderful, and we got to protect all of our, you know, all of these rules and regs that you're working for. We're praying for you all.
I appreciate that.
To work
all right.
In this state. Anyway, God bless you all. And
God bless you. Thank you so much.
A lot of pictures of those grandkids, I know.
Oh, I got four or five pictures before I woke up this morning of them sleeping. So I don't know what that's about, but
that's when they're
good when they're sleeping. That's right. Yeah,
they wake up like dynamite.
Yep, you're absolutely right on that. So,
all
no
right.
Question.
So, well, God bless you again. We keep praying for our country, and I just so appreciate
absolutely.
My family, and I love listening to you. Thank you again.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary Elizabeth. You have a wonderful day and a good weekend. There she goes. Yes, indeed. You know, you can replace that empty fireplace in your house with a beautiful gas insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's there in Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. You can get a shed there with free delivery and set up within 60 miles or free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches if you need a shed, a chicken coop, a gym set for the kids, a dog kennel, any of the large structures there in Backyard Billy's backyard. But specifically, you ought to check them out for your primary or secondary heat source, whether that's a freestanding wood or pellet stove, whether that's a gas, electric, wood or pellet fireplace insert. They've got all that right there at Backyard Billy's. We've shopped and shopped and shopped till we found Backyard Billy's, and they treated us with respect. They have great service, they have friendly personnel, and they have good prices. So it's time to check all that out, for the heating season is about to be here. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 for the phone number. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, right off the Beltway in Graysonville, Maryland. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace for sure. Now, let's talk about guns. Let's talk about shotgun shooting sports. We have the Sporting Clays Range, Delmarva Sporting Clays Range, and if you like to practice, well, you can take your new Browning Satori. There's several different models of Satori. That's Citori. I attended the cops shoot to benefit the families of officers that were lost in the line of duty. And as I walked around there last Saturday, I saw a lot of Browning Satoris on the back of the shooting carts. I sure did. A lot of people there. They had a great benefit for those folks. The Satori White Lightning, the Satori CXT over and under shotguns. You won't go wrong because it's a Browning. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, Maryland, Halethorpe or Lansdowne. Pick and choose your name. 410-242-6108, ClydesSportShop.com, Clydes sportshop.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope, mounting, and accessories. You'll love it at Clyde's. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses craze, apple craze, and cherry craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we ran a little long there, folks, so I'll just say get out, stay safe, love your family, especially those grandkids, and love the Lord. See you next week.